9. One last passenger. Visser followed his targets up the gangplank of the RMS Rome, carrying his portmanteaus in either hand. He'd dyed his blonde hair black and dressed himself in a derby hat and jacket, adding gold-rimmed glasses to give himself a bookish, artistic appearance. All this was to prevent the young female agent from recognizing him as being from Westminster Abbey. In his pocket were papers that said he was Albert Carpenter, an American citizen. He always enjoyed mimicking an American accent. It had been a simple enough task to hire several urchins to watch the house of his enemy, and, once alerted, he followed the targets to the port and purchased tickets to Sydney, Australia. He'd even had time to send a telegram to his masters providing details regarding the group. He was the last to board the ship. He recognized Mr. Socrates from sketches in the Guild files. He was a brilliant and accomplished enemy. His Indian servant, Tharpa, was the deadlier of the two. Best to kill him from a distance. Perhaps to be safe, to deal with both from a distance. Not that he'd been instructed to kill them. Visser's orders were to follow Mr. Socrates and report on his progress. He didn't know the names or backgrounds of the other three people with Mr. Socrates, but he would uncover their secrets soon enough. He'd already seen what the young woman was capable of with his clockwork falcons. He'd also be wary of the other two, who were most likely agents. The older woman might have a trick or two up her sleeve. As he walked across the deck, he heard the occasional click from within the portmanteau. Had he wound down the falcons properly? Though he'd had several lessons about their intricate levers and gears, there were still a few things about the birds that perplexed him. They were more than just machines, that much he knew. He noted the cabins of his targets, then followed the steward to his own.